Happy Monday. It's the Dish on Reality with Tanya.
And Trina.
Oh, she's sorry. So corny.
I said I wasn't going to do that. Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yay.
Wow, you guys are just in time. Listen, if you love talk, you love food.
Yes.
You love
entertainment.
Sisters that are corny.
Well, one corny, one funny.
No, one funny, one not so funny. We are the Dish on Reality. Listen, we talk about everything real. We talk about food a lot. We love food.
We do.
We go to a lot of tastings.
Uh-huh.
Wine tastings.
A lot of different food events around the city.
Oh, my God. Anything around Atlanta, you want to know about food, you need to check out our website, which is thedishonreality.com. We have a food blog.
Mm-hmm.
We write most of it. Okay, you know what? Stop it. I actually handle the website. She does write.
I'm gonna leave my little sister alone. I'm the authoress in the family.
You know how some people have to have recognition? That would be her. No, it's actually B. But anyway, so we have a food blog, which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I change it about once a month. So listen, if you haven't seen what we had on the blog for the month of February,
it's going to be changing probably
in about 24 hours.
Yeah, get on your job.
Listen, no excuse. I don't know how to make this. I don't know how to make that. You see a beautiful recipe when you go on our food blog. Guess what? Video, step-by-step instructions, great recipes. We have some reviews on there for some of the things that we've done.
Yeah, the different culinary local events that we've been
to. Yes, we're culinary local ambassadors.
Mm-hmm. We are. So we get to go to a lot of great things.
A lot of great events. And the calendar, their calendar is actually on our website, on our food blog.
It is. So you'll know everything that's going on in Atlanta. And even sometimes they have events out of state or like in Athens or different areas like that where you can find out about the different wine events and food festivals. So make sure you check it out.
We met some amazing people like Bob Herndon with the Atlanta Barbecue Club.
Oh, yeah. Bob was a hoot.
We met another Bob who's actually over the Atlanta Wine Club.
Oh, yeah. The meetup group.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, we kind of cheated off his paper at that one wine challenge, remember?
Absolutely. But you know what? That's the thing. Now, I don't know if you want to meet somebody new at a wine event. Is that good? Especially if you're single and dating. No, I don't know, girl. This is Inspiration Station, I can't, you know, go in there too much. But I don't know if that'd be a good idea, depending on how much wine you had that night. I'm just saying. You may want to just say, you know, have a little wine and more water.
Oh, yeah,
so
definitely.
You can be in your right mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Jesus. Okay.
Speaking of relationships,
okay.
By our Relativity course, I have this article that I read over the weekend, and I've been hearing about it. Now, ex-Vice President Joe Biden, you know, his son, unfortunately, Bo Biden, passed away in 2015. He had brain cancer.
Aww.
Well, Bo was married, and now his wife is dating his brother, who is still legally married.
Say it's not so. You know what? They probably had a bad diet. You know, a bad diet can have you make bad decisions.
No.
We can't get enough greens. You know what? Some people just want it all.
But that's just, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, and he's only been gone for like maybe a little more than a year and a half.
I mean, they
had kids together.
I understand.
So now is he Uncle Daddy? I mean, what do you call him?
I don't know. That's a little messy. But I will say, I mean, just, you know, if you have a spouse that passed away in a year and a half, I mean, some people think that's enough time. Not to say you're going to go to your brother-in-law.
But
that may be enough time to kind of move on and start dating.
Yeah, not to the brother-in-law,
but not the brother-in-law.
Not the family. Nobody in the family. I mean, all these millions of people in America, you couldn't find nobody else
except
your brother-in-law.
I'm telling you, it's the diet. Our producer Scott is looking
wine.
At me like, for real?
Order wine.
Or maybe too much wine. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
But speaking of food, and hopefully, you know, we'll pray for them.
Yeah,
hopefully
they need some prayer.
Absolutely.
That's kind of messed up situation. But, you know, hey.
I say it's the diet. Mm. Speaking of food, what did you have good this weekend as far as dishes?
Yesterday I cooked my famous turkey loaf. I don't use ground beef. I use turkey.
Ooh.
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't sound good.
It's good. Okay. It's good. Okay. So I had that and I had my homemade mashed potatoes. You know, I cut and peel my potatoes ever so gently and, you know, butter it up and you know.
I'm bored.
You know what? Sometimes I make garlic mash, so, you know, I put a little garlic, some of the garlic cloves in there. But I didn't have any garlic yesterday, so we just did our regular.
Improvise. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I made my famous baked crispy chicken wings and yellow rice and black bean soup.
Oh, now, last week, I made Mardi Gras wings. That now I have to give you the recipe to put on the website for my Mardi Gras.
That means her husband cooked it.
No, he did not. See, you know what? Why she don't never want to give my credit? I tell you, the jealousy is real up in here. It is real. No. But no, I make some great Mardi Gras wings. Now, it does take about 10 or 11 ingredients, so you have your spices together now. So, but they turn out great.
Well, good. I have to try it.
Yeah, you will. So you can give me my props.
Okay, yeah, I will do that. Mm. We have a competition going on as far as who makes the best crab cakes. So we did a burger cookout before, so we'll tell you guys about that. We're so excited. This is our fourth show.
I think so.
This is
our fourth
show on Love 860. Yes. So we're excited to have partnered with them.
I know.
To have our show every Monday from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And we have a great guest coming up in our next segment, Miss Mary Blackman.
Yes, from Farm Star Living.
OMG. Their event back in January. Listen, you talking about going to an event, being a part of media, and getting some great gift bags.
Okay.
Listen, I brought home like 3 bags of groceries. From fresh strawberries to golden kiwi to
pistachios.
Oh my God.
You know how expensive those things are.
Absolutely. And then I want to talk about a little bit later in the show this great restaurant that I found on the south side of town called Just Turkey.
Just Turkey.
I met with the owner. Awesome. Everything's turkey. Awesome. Amazing. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. And up through a relativity segment. Okay, now we get to go to a lot of events where we sometimes get to go to breweries and, you know, distilleries and things like that. But there's a story. This happened in the Dominican Republic. So this guy was in a contest. And you know, sometimes young people, they don't do the wise. You know, they're not that wise. They don't make the wisest decision.
Oh, yeah.
But he had a bet with somebody that he could drink a whole bottle of tequila.
Oh, my gosh.
And he dies minutes later.
After drinking it?
After drinking. So 23 years old, he guzzled a bottle of tequila at a nightclub and for a $630 bet.
Really?
And then they said afterwards, they counted his money out to him and he nodded and lost consciousness and that was it.
Oh my God.
So I think that a lot of young people probably need to know about that story because, you know, when you're young, you just don't think sometimes, you know?
Oh, my God.
And he was a brand new father, so definitely condolences out to his family because that was just not wise.
And that is so sad, just to win some money. I mean, first of all, just that much alcohol consumption, like, back to back. It's like one thing if you have drinks over a time, but to take it straight
down.
Just
go for a whole bottle.
Oh, Jesus.
A whole bottle for a bet. Yeah, that's really, really sad. So you know... I mean, I know a lot of times the older you get, the more mature you are.
Yeah.
But some things you just gotta,
It's pass
something
up.
Called alcohol poisoning, people.
I know.
You gotta be careful.
And it's serious, and it happens, so.
Very, very serious. Yes. So what else do you have?
Well, if anybody else wants to call and chime in on what we're talking about, give us a call at 404-355-8699. But I wanted to talk about the Atlanta schools.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Now, I saw on the news, they had been talking about this a few months ago, but I think now they kind of made it official. They're going to close about 5 to 10 schools, I think. And now parents are in an uproar. But the superintendent, which the new superintendent, she said they've been really underperforming for years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason they're closing them. But this is my thing. Why is it that the school board meetings are basically like overflowing whenever they make announcements about closing a school, but yet the monthly meetings they have every month, you barely have a parent in there?
Because you know what the problem is, and we just talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Jude and I went to this event, A Better Chance, just to help minorities get into some of the best schools in the nation, really. Mm-hmm. I think they partnered with like 300 schools.
Okay.
But we were talking to one of the parents, and they were talking about how a lot of the schools don't have the funding nor the support. And you and I, we always were big advocates for our children. participation is huge.
It is.
When you have a child, you have to know what's going on with that child. Mm-hmm. I have my husband and I, we have a meeting this week with with Jacob's counselor at the school. Okay, mapping out everything.
Yeah.
You know, because we want to know what's going on. I email the teachers what's going on. What mm-hmm. I'm at the school, I'll just show up. They're looking at me like, okay, what's wrong with this lady? But you need to know what's going on.
You do. And these days, it's really no excuse, because even if you can't physically make it, every teacher now allows you to email them. You can some teachers even send out texts. Like my son at his school, a lot of times they'll text us to let us know they're having tests or quizzes.
There's parent view.
Yeah, everything. And you can go online every day to see their grades. So don't wait until you get that report card and they have C's, D's, and F's. Oh, what happened?
Well, how did you not know?
Yeah.
How did you not know? I always have a problem with the parent. When you're just caught off guard like that, that's your fault.
Yeah.
You should know what's going on with your child.
Because you should have been paying attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't get that.
No excuse.
You know, so that right there, you know, the whole parents, oh, they want to close out schools. Well, where are you all to help these kids to get where they need to be? Because they're saying they reading below grade level. You know, all the test scores are terrible. So if you all start going to PTA meetings, I remember this with my son. He was in public school. He's in private school now. But PTA meetings, they used to have to trick people to come. Because when
you're giving away a new TV,
basically, right? But when they just had regular PTA meetings, it would just be a few parents. But what they would do is trick them. We're gonna have a talent show and a PTA meeting. So they would have that, or either a basketball game following the PTA meeting or before the PTA.
So they
have
their
kid
up there trying to dance that has no talent,
just to get parents in there.
But you want to say, "Yay, go! You're getting all D's and L's," but.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But that's the only way that they could get them in. But, you
know
it's sad. But like I said, parents, participate more in your child's education, because that's the most important thing for them growing up. They need to have a good education, because that's something they're going to need the rest of their lives. So
absolutely. And speaking of real, mm-hmm. our theory of relativity segment, real estate, Atlanta mm-hmm. real estate. So a lot of gentrification going on mm-hmm. in and around the city. Mm-hmm. I've been out with one of my buyers, and it's just amazing what I'm seeing.
Oh.
What's going on in Atlanta real estate. Mm-hmm. A lot of things new are coming up. They are really rehabbing a lot of areas in Atlanta, and it's exciting. I mean,
it's good.
It really is, and it's exciting about everything, you know, that's going on in the city. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got the new stadium that the Falcons, I don't know if they really deserve it, but I'm going to be nice to them this week. But they have a lot of things that's going on. Mm-hmm. Sandy Springs, Centennial Park, they got a lot of renovations coming up over there.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's an explosion this week. I think
the Archives building. No, they did it yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, downtown. Mm-hmm. So they did an implosion over there.
I've always wanted to see one of those live.
Me too.
I think that would be exciting. Well, they did it like at 6:37 in the morning. You know, getting up that early.
Absolutely. You don't want to that bad. But they're talking about, you know where Adair Park is?
Yeah.
They're doing a rebirth over there.
Oh.
So they got a lot of great things going on in and around the city of Atlanta.
Mm, yeah, Atlanta keeps growing and growing.
In the A, that's where we stay.
Yeah, all day.
Yes, guys. So if you know of any great places that you think we should check out, the Dish mm-hmm. on Reality with Tanya Trina, call in, let us know. Our phone number is 404-355-8699, and we will be right back with our special guest, Miss Mary Blackman of
Farm Star Living.
We'll have more coming up on the Dish on Reality with Tanya
and Trina right here on Love 860.
And Associates,
powered by Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter.
Thinking of listing or buying property in the Metro Atlanta area?
Then you need to contact Fiesemann Associates, where you get two for one. We have over 30 years of combined experience in the real estate industry here in Atlanta,
while selling millions of dollars worth of real estate. go to fisaime.co. That's F as in Frank, ILSAIME.co, or call 404-731-8976.
Georgia Real Estate Licensees 250-867 and 251153. This is the Dish on Reality with
Tanya
and Trina.
Want more exposure for your business?
Then email us at info@thedishonreality.com or give us a call at 702-907-DISH so you can find out more about our advertising packages.
We have something for every budget. So let us dish about your business today on Love 860 with
The Dish on Reality. And Trina.
Oh my God, guys. We're in the studio just talking. The producer's like, hey, you're going live.
I know, right?
What are you doing?
But we have so much fun, so.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of fun.
Yes, so.
Well, we have Miss Mary Blackman here with us today.
Yay.
Of Farm Star
Living. Living.
Yay. Thank you. And what I love, you guys have to hear her story. And she celebrates all the U.S. farmers with farming and food. Mm-hmm. And her event that she had in January, let's tell the audience a little more about what the event that we came to in January and a little bit about your story.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you. First of all, I'm so happy to be here. You
thank you for
wonderful
thank you
people.
For coming.
Thank you for having me. So, you know, I am a fourth generation farmer, but I did not grow up on a farm.
Okay.
I actually left my hometown of Monroe, Louisiana, and pursued my own career in advertising and magazines and internet companies. And moved to New York, and I spent most of my adult life in New York and Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then I got this phone call, and my farm basically had no one left to run it. It was my mom's, my grandparents', my great-grandparents'.
Yeah.
It was a tree farm that was converted to rice farm
in
the 1950s.
Yeah. Okay.
So now it's this rice farm, like, Mary, there's no one left to run it, so we're just going to have to sell it. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So I packed my bags up. I left Beverly Hills where I was living. I was kind of like the reverse Beverly Hillbilly.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, leaving Beverly Hills to go back to Louisiana.
Yeah. It was right on the border of Arkansas and Louisiana, and it was so remote. I couldn't even, like, get internet. Okay.
Wow. How many acres?
About 3,500.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a big one. And I'm like, I am in so much trouble. What am I going to do with myself?
Know. Since you didn't grow up on it, so did you know anything about running it? Oh, this guy played that music?
That's right.
Oh, gosh. So I know that was a big transition. So
it was.
How did that work out in the beginning?
Did you get you some overalls and get to work?
I did. I don't think I wore makeup for about a year and a half.
Wow.
I mean, I'm serious. I'm like the only woman around there, and it's very remote. Uh-huh. The joke was I was 45 minutes to a piece of fruit. Okay. It was a tough place to be.
Oh, wow.
But I got schooled and. Uh-huh. And I learned about farming, you know, from the ground up.
Oh,
no pun intended. But you know what? I became so respectful, and I admired these farmers who do this day in and day out.
It's a lot of work.
It is so hard. And you know what? I was so inspired by them. Hmm. And I just felt like, you know, so many of us don't really understand their world.
That's true.
You know, and also their personalities and how well educated you have to be on so many things, from weather to finances to the markets to the soil and all agriculture. And I was like, you know, I feel like we could do a better job of appreciating our farmers. Aww. And that's kind of what started.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, and then I was like, you know, they're like our celebrities. Mm. If you really think about chefs, you know, who doesn't love a great chef?
I know, right? We love
them. Oh, my God. But you know, they're our stars. Like, then I thought, well, why shouldn't farmers be our stars?
And, absolutely.
Aha! Yeah. The light bulb.
Farm star living.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, to elevate and celebrate farmers and what they do and to bring a little bit more of the farm lifestyle to the masses.
Wow.
Because if farmers went on strike or anything, we would be in big trouble. I mean, really, what
would
we do? So we have to have them.
Seriously. It's just amazing. And we met one of the vendors at the event, the Vidalia.
Oh, yeah, with the lions. Oh, my gosh, yes.
It was awesome just to hear the story and how they sell them all over the world, but they can't call them Vidalia over, say, in Korea or wherever they are. It's just amazing just to hear the different stories of the farmers. Now, when you first started Farm Star Living, how did you incorporate your farm with the other farmers?
You know, I don't really.
Okay.
I mean, I actually, I lease my farm and I work with them on environmental programs and improving the land. But, you know, if it were left up to me driving the combine and knowing how deep to put a grain of rice, let me tell you, there would be no farm. So I basically, you know, wanted to celebrate other people's farming operations and farmers. So that's what I've been doing.
Wow. And now we know that a lot of the vendors that were at the event are in grocery stores now.
Yeah.
Do you help facilitate that or do they do that on their own?
They do that on their own. So about my event, which was called Product Harvest, I wanted to bring Farm Star Living a bit more to life because, you know, food transparency, knowing where your food comes from and who's growing it is so important.
It is.
Yes.
And we're so disconnected from that.
We are.
And, you know, what I've learned, like, I didn't expect to learn so much as I have, but when I go to a grocery store now and I see all of these produce items, like, you know, maybe avocados from Mission Avocado or Vidalia onions, like from Bland Farms or Nature Sweet tomatoes from Nature Sweet, I know who is behind that.
Wow.
And the farming process that went into that product being in the produce section.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted you guys to have that chance.
Oh, yeah. And we learned a lot. It was very interesting.
I learned
a whole lot. And I actually learned, too, about the bananas because the people with the bananas.
Del Monte.
Del Monte. They were there, and we were asking them what's the difference between the organic and the regular bananas, and they was just telling us a lot of times because the banana peel is so thick that those chemicals really can't penetrate it.
Yes.
And I did not know that. I just felt like anytime they put any type of chemicals, that you need to have everything organic so you won't have to worry about the chemicals on the vegetables and the fruit. So,
but it's the whole system, the filtration, the soil being organic, the water. It's everything. And also we learned that about avocados because the skin is so thick as well that
it,
you really don't have to get organic because of the skin is so thick.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, look, light bulb moment.
I know.
Right?
Oh, my God. And the samples.
Oh, did y'all love the food or what?
Oh, my God. And the strawberries. I had strawberries for days.
Yes.
That was well-picked berries.
Yeah,
so good.
Yes.
Very good. Mm, and in the end, she was just giving us
the whole, basically the crate of strawberries.
I didn't know anything about golden kiwi or...
That's by Kiwi Star.
Mm.
And kiwis, do you know that they have more vitamin C in a kiwi than even an orange?
Oh. Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Who knew?
I know, right? You find out so much from the event, and everybody was so friendly and just,
inviting.
You know, they tell you about you know, the process for everything. So I had a great time. I learned a lot.
I loved it. We learned a lot. It was awesome. The gift bags. Hello. Oh. I felt like I was at the Oscars.
I know.
Listen, we had like two heavy bags to bring home. Yes. My husband was like, did you go grocery shopping? I was like, no, this is for Product Harvest. This is the event I went to.
I didn't even have to go grocery shopping the next day. Except maybe to buy the meats. But I had all like the tomatoes and the pistachios, which
Wonderful
company, because pistachios, the price on, you know, they're a little expensive in the grocery store.
Pricey.
So
I mean, a lot goes into it.
I know, because I was just looking at the process and, you know, talking to the person, I was like, okay, I see why they're so expensive. So yeah, I can understand.
It was a great event, a great turnout. I'm excited. Oh, and it was well put together. The location, everything was just perfect.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you so much.
So much so that we featured you on our food blog.
You guys rock.
Listen, I love that picture of you.
You know, that was on my farm, and that was way before Farmstar Living, about 6 months. I hired a photographer to come out and take pictures of farmers. I was like, I want to make a calendar for Farmstars.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but then I was like, wait a minute, I'm just going to go into a website. That's what I know. So it became Farmstar Living from that photo shoot.
Oh, wow.
I love it. And the story, and of course, we have a link to your site. And you guys can go to thedishonreality.com, click on our food blog to learn more about Mary Blackman and what she's doing. And I was just excited.
I'm so glad you guys came.
I know. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Now, what other events do you have going on? Do you have any more coming up soon?
Well, we are in the process of planning one.
Okay,
we're going to make it a little bigger, a little more fun. Okay. Of course, that was pretty fun, though.
Yeah. It was.
But we're going to invite more people and have it for a longer period of time.
Okay.
So you guys are going to be at the top of the invite list.
Oh, that's for sure.
And the music was nice, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that was my playlist.
It was.
I made that playlist. Thank you so much. That's really cool.
So we really observed everything. We had a great time. We did. And I was trying to find out information at the same time. You know how squirrels and chipmunks pack their cheeks? I'm like trying to eat the samples, and then I'm trying to ask questions, and I'm like, okay, girl, stop. You are here to work, to gather information, not to just eat all the samples.
But that's part of it. You're doing your research.
Yes,
that's what I was doing. Right. I was doing my research.
So I have a question. Yes. When you guys go into the grocery store now, if you see those brands, how do you feel about that?
I'm like, oh, I know them.
See? Absolutely. And well-picked the strawberry people, I was already buying their products. So when I went, I was like, oh, I know. And then it was so interesting because there was one of the vendors, I think it was some type of salad they had in a bag. I said,
Taylor Farms. You guys are in Publix.
She's like, yes, we are. Uh-huh. And some of them were in Publix, but not in Kroger. And because I shop at both, I remember I felt like such a little genius.
Oh, my God.
So it was great. It was great information. Now, tell people how to get in touch with you, how to partner up with you if they want to, your event that's coming up. So give everybody your social media and how they can find out more.
I thought you were going to
say social security. No. No, we won't have any identity theft today.
Okay, thank you. Right. Hang on. It is a Monday morning after all. It's 4? No,
That's funny.
Okay. Sure. Well, the company is Farmstar Living.
Okay.
So you can come visit our website, farmstarliving.com. And we also have a free app. So I don't know if you ladies know this, but we also have farm-to-table restaurants coast to coast.
I was going to ask you about that. Yes.
And farms, anyone can go and visit in every state.
Oh.
So we have that on our website. We have that on our app, again, Farmstar Living.
Okay.
And then on social media, we're also on Facebook, Farmstar Living, Instagram, Farmstar Living, and Twitter. And we also have amazing sweepstakes. So right now, Nature Sweet is having a Sweet March Madness sweepstakes to give someone a $500 grocery shopping spree and a 3-month supply of Nature Sweet tomatoes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, the tomatoes were excellent.
Aren't they good? Greenhouse, non-GMO.
I kept going over there. Wow. So we have all of your info. And you're here in Atlanta.
I am based here in Atlanta. I've put down roots here.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Mary.
Trina, thank you.
Yes. And we're going to come back with...
Well, I was going to have Mary stay. You want to stay a little longer, Mary?
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Because we got to talk about the restaurants and what qualifies them to be farm fresh.
Sure thing.
Absolutely, guys. We will be right back with more of the Dish on Reality with Tanya
and Trina and Mary
on Love 860.
This is the Dish on Reality with
Tanya
and Trina.
Want more exposure for your business?
Then email us at info@thedishonreality.com or give us a call at 702-907-DISH so you can find out more about our advertising packages.
We have something for every budget. So let us dish about your business today on Love 860 with
the Dish on Reality.
We are Fisa Mann Associates,
powered by Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter.
Thinking of listing or buying property in the Metro Atlanta area?
Then you need to contact Fisa Mann Associates, where you get two for one. We have over 30 years of combined experience in the real estate industry here in Atlanta,
while selling millions of dollars worth of real estate. Go to fisamae.co, that's F as in Frank, ILSAIME.co, or call 404-731-8976.
Georgia Real Estate Licensees 250-867 and 251153. Hi, everyone. This is a Dish on Reality with
Tanya
and Trina, and we are back right here in the studio with Miss Mary Blackman from Farm Star Living. And if you guys have any questions, make sure you call in to 404-355-8699.
Wow. Well, she's going to give us more information about her website, which is absolutely awesome.
Yes.
Farmstarliving.com. Mm-hmm. Great recipes, sweepstakes going on.
Yes.
So, yeah. We like to give things away.
I know, right?
They have the Sweet March Madness sweepstakes going on right now. Mm. And, oh, we got a call. We have a caller. Okay, caller.
All right, so let's take a call. Hello, this is the Dish on Reality with Tanya and Trina. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Oh, my goodness. This is Arlene.
Hi. I'm
Good morning, ladies. Good morning. I don't have much of a voice. I'm so sorry. I was calling in trying to chime into your show, to listen to your show. Didn't know I was going to be put on the air.
Well, thank you for tuning in and listening. Did
yes,
you have a question
you.
For us?
Yeah, how to listen to you guys on the air. I am so sorry. I will get my husband to help me. Girl, you're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I was about to panic.
Oh, my God. Wonderful. Wonderful
job. Oh, well, thank
yes.
you so much.
And you can go to loveA60.com to see and hear us live.
Okay, well, I'm going to do that right now. Thank you so much.
Aww,
thank you, Arlene.
Yes, you're gorgeous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I know.
Okay, aww. So Mary's website, Farm Star Living, recipes. Okay, I get so tired of women saying, you know, because we put pictures of our food up a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you do this? How do you do that? Videos.
Yeah.
Mary has some great recipes on her website, and we have some great video recipes on our site. Listen,
awesome.
Anyone can cook. Did you see Ratatouille?
I did.
I love that movie.
Yes.
Anyone can cook.
Thank goodness. That's good.
Yeah, so tell us more about your website, because you guys have some. And from farm to table restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, the thing is, we call this farm to everything.
Okay.
And it's really a lifestyle that has farm fresh food and, of course, supports farmers while we're doing it.
Yes.
So We have food health. We have a whole section, like 250 fruits, vegetables, nuts, from A to Z. And we have all the medical, health, nutritional benefits of every item. So you can actually search by not only food, but by health issue. Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Okay. So to fight, you know, allergies or insomnia or free radicals or blood pressure, you know, all of that.
Yes.
And you can search by that and it'll list all the foods that will do that.
Okay.
And we actually had a wonderful nutritionist and wonderful health professional from Emory who helped us with every single item's medical and health benefits. Yeah.
You know, what I've learned, especially because of Georgia and the weather and the pollen and all the trees.
The pollen has started already.
You never had a problem with allergies?
You'll get it.
Georgia.
Yeah.
I did. I did. And I do.
Yeah.
But I know that a way to combat that is a nutrition. A lot of different things that you can eat or and need to stop eating, and it will help you a whole lot. So that's something that I've learned of as of late that I can really appreciate. And I'm glad that your website offers more information
on
that.
It's so important. What we eat is really essential. And so you can find that on Farmstar Living. And we also have recipes with a lot of produce items. That's kind of our sweet spot. You
Okay. Now, what is your favorite recipe?
Oh, well, it's, well, I got to tell you, I love steamed vegetables.
Okay.
I know it sounds the most boring, but I just love them. I do. I do. Then I just put seasoning on it, and I put some ghee butter, and then I have, like, protein, and I have that for dinner.
Okay.
And then what I've been really making a lot of lately is oatmeal cauliflower chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
You guys, it is so good. I am a chocoholic.
Yeah, I love chocolate.
I am too. I
want it. Sorry.
So am I. Like, real deal. Chocoholic.
Okay. So, healthier way to eat chocolate chip cookies because I need it.
You know what? I'm telling you, it's in my top five.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, it, Green Giant has these wonderful cauliflower crumbles.
Oh.
And they're really small. And the thing is, you put that in the cookies, but you can also use that as a substitute for right now for fried rice. So we have a recipe with their cauliflower crumbles fried rice, but it's not really rice. It's cauliflower crumbles.
Oh, wow.
So in your cookies, you can make it instead of a, like a mashed potato, more healthy, you know, not necessarily more healthy, but just a different way.
Oh, wow.
So it's just amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Cauliflower crumbles. So we have a recipe with that with Green Giant Fresh.
Green Giant.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, totally.
Everybody knows the Green Giant.
Don't we know? Yeah, but so I have one of those, and we have a great salad with the tomatoes. That's delicious. Just so many great things.
Oh,
apples rolled in chocolate.
Chocolate. Just say chocolate and I'm in.
I know. You know, I am too.
And we have our own story about farmers and helping farmers. So years ago, we got together and we formed a company called 18th Dynasty, where we were seeking to help black farmers in South Georgia.
Great.
And we started out, and the intention was really good. It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting to see how the farmers were together, but then just the people that were trying to help them were not so together. So it was just a lot of politics.
Yeah.
And
really?
Yeah, and we really didn't realize that going in. Did you? I mean, Trina, I mean,
yeah, is it, I don't know, like, if you're a farmer, do you have, I know they have a lot of rules and regulations, but is it rules and regulations of who they can sell to or different, or is it just whoever? Okay. Because it just seemed like it was
a lot. I mean, it's kind of cloudy in our heads, but we do remember.
It's been a while.
And we would get produce from them and actually set up little stands on the side of the road and sell.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we would say, bring your produce and bring everything, and we would help them sell it and market it. And we did that for a period of time.
Yeah.
So it's like things came like full circle.
I know,
and
right?
We're talking to you now about a farm. Because
this was before we even had kids.
this was back in the 90s.
Yeah. So it had to be like 98, 99?
98. Wow. Wow, I remember that.
I know. That brought back
memories.
That's
pretty cool. That's a great thing you guys were doing.
Because a lot of the farmers were losing their land.
That has been an issue.
And they couldn't afford to keep it because of, say, taxes or other...
not selling enough produce.
Yes.
Well, we're actually back in that time right now. So it's a very difficult time right now with the economy for farmers. Yeah. It's tough. And, you know, even like people where my farm is, they're really struggling. People are having a hard time because the prices are rougher. I mean, to sell, it's not even making enough money compared to their expenses. So it's really tricky right now.
Wow. Now, do they get, does the government have programs for the farmers to help them out?
They have subsidies, but it's not easy
it's not
to
enough.
Get it.
You have to go through all the red tape.
Yeah, and it can take, like, if it can take a year and a half afterwards, you know, it can take a long time.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there, like, trying to pay their bills, and it's difficult. So we've been helping our farmer too.
Yeah, and we've been hearing a lot
creative.
Because we got to support too the farmers here, because I've been hearing a lot. Then I actually seen someone was telling me that you need to check where your fruits and even your meat is coming from, because a lot of stuff is coming from out of the country and some of it is not inspected as good. You know, when it comes here.
Listen,
so.
we went to a restaurant, I want to say back in February. And we talked to the chef, and he was saying how when they buy their meat, how, you know, certain things, like I love ribeye, so they know that it should be between a certain price range. Well, then they came across something that was really, really inexpensive. Come to find out, it came from Mexico, and then they just don't have to follow the same standards that we do. So then that's kind of scary because, of course, we have a different tolerance here in America with what we can digest and versus what we can digest in other countries.
Totally.
So, you know, that's kind of...
Well, did you meet White Oak Pastures?
Were they at the
event? They were at the event. So they're out of Georgia, Bluffton, Georgia, and they're grass-fed.
Because they had the free soap that was made. Because I got the sample of the soap that was made from the grass feed from the cows and everything.
Yeah. I totally missed them. I probably had a cheek full of strawberries. I'm so sorry.
Let me tell you. You missed the chicken claws. Because they had the, like, did you see the chicken claws?
I saw them, but I was like, no, I won't try that.
It's for the pets.
Really?
But the thing is, it's a zero-waste farm. So they use every single part of the animal. So they, if you thought about the animal in a spiritual way, you know, like, they're making sure that that animal was given for everything and it was really well appreciated.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, so they're very high in animal welfare rankings and at the top of their game. So you missed a chicken claw.
Yeah. I know. You know, growing up, our family, we had a small farm.
You did?
So it was in the next county over. So we had a huge garden and some animals. So when you go down, it's like, well, I kind of want to name the animal, but no, because we're probably going to have it for dinner soon. So I really don't want to name my food, you know?
Babe. Poor little babe.
I know.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Yes.
I know. I'm thinking twice.
Oh, my God. And I have to tell this funny
you didn't
story
want to get attached
before we go to break. So we had this lady, her house was next to the farm, right? So she had these dogs. So her dogs kept biting our hogs.
Really?
Yeah, so my granddad would go down and say, listen, lady, your dogs are, like, taking chunks out of my hogs. She's like, no, not my dogs, no. So the next time he went down, he was telling her, listen, we got to do something about this. She was like, no, my dogs are not doing anything. How about when they were having the conversation, the dog came around the house and he had a hog leg in his mouth. He was like, oh, so your dogs are not bothering my hogs, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Poor hogs.
Hilarious. Yeah. And, you know, as kids, we wanted to laugh but felt bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
Oh, Jesus. That
yes, we want to get along with our neighbors.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to we're almost done, but Mary, if you could just stay a few more minutes for our last segment, we'd love it. So, guys, we will be right back with more of the Dish on Reality with Tanya
and Trina and Meg.
Love A60. Our Fisaman Associates,
powered by Keller Williams Atlanta Perimeter.
Thinking of listing or buying property in the Metro Atlanta area?
Then you need to contact Fisaman Associates, where you get two for one. We have over 30 years of combined experience in the real estate industry here in Atlanta,
while selling millions of dollars worth of real estate. Go to fisame.co, that's F as in Frank, ILSAIME.co, or call 404-731-8976.
Georgia Real Estate Licensees 250-867 and 251153. This is the Dish on Reality with
Tanya
and Trina.
Want more exposure for your business?
Then email us at info@thedishonreality.com or give us a call at 702-907-DISH so you can find out more about our advertising packages.
We have something for every budget. So let us dish about your business today on Love 860 with
the Dish on Reality. Restaurants, I want to.
Yeah. We are back with more of the Dish on Reality with Tanya.
And Trina.
And Miss Mary Blackman. She's going to stay here with us through our last segment.
We're just partying through Monday morning.
We're waking everybody up.
I know it's time to get up. Yes. You know you got some food on your mind.
Uh-huh.
But listen, one more thing with Mary. The restaurants. And how can restaurants partner with you? Before I started talking about this other great interesting story that I found about virtual food and eating and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell everybody how the restaurants can partner with you.
Okay. Well, they can actually submit their own restaurants online.
Okay.
And then we get a notice and we check it out. But it's a free opportunity for restaurants. It's absolutely free because they support the local farmers.
Okay.
So the farm-to-table restaurants can list their own businesses.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. And then we'll promote them once we've kind of vetted it out.
Yeah.
It'll be on our site and on our app.
Okay, because they do have to qualify. They have to use fresh products.
They do. They have to have like a list of local farmers that they use, and they have to broadcast that pretty.
Okay, so everyone would know.
Positively, yeah.
Okay, now which do you have any restaurants on the top of your head in Atlanta that actually is part of it?
Oh God, there's so many guys.
I saw Murphy's.
Like 80.
80. Oh,
it's like 80 restaurants in Atlanta.
That's great, though.
Yeah. Well, it's really been a booming segment. Mm. People are so much more conscious about where their food comes from today. And many of the people, like Chef Linton Hopkins, was on this bandwagon way before it even became something we talked about.
Okay.
And there are so many great chefs and restaurants here. Mm-hmm. And you can go to our restaurant section on farmstarliving.com.
Okay.
And you can just check it out. You can actually look for many cities in Georgia.
Okay.
And neighboring states as well.
Oh, wow.
I got to try this place called the Buttermilk Kitchen, and that's on Roswell Road.
It is so good.
And we're kind of making our rounds because we are ambassadors with Culinary Local, so we get to go to a lot of different places to taste the food and write reviews, and it's on our food blog. So we're making our rounds, but there's so many great restaurants in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh.
Aren't there?
Yes. And they're constantly opening new restaurants every week. It's like, okay, you have to really have time to visit every restaurant.
You have to be really hungry.
Yes.
All the time.
Have to be very, very hungry.
Oh, my
God. Which isn't a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Not for me.
Because I'm hungry now, so I will be eating right after this.
Yeah. Well, so, guys.
You can find them all right there.
Okay. Yes. So, farmstarliving.com. Check out her site. She has a lot of wonderful information about the restaurants that they partner with, recipes,
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with the sweepstakes?
And farmer profiles. We call them farm stars.
Oh,
they can read about all of what they're doing. You can kind of get a sense of their personalities.
Yeah.
You can hear great, you know, wonderful, inspirational quotes from them. Mm. And their perspective on life is really pretty unique.
Okay. Now, do some farmers allow tours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And speaking of, on the website, we have a section for finding farms, just like the restaurants under farms.
Oh.
So you can find farms that offer tours.
Oh, now that will be interesting. I haven't been on a farm in a while. So,
you know, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
So maybe skip the mall.
Okay. Yeah, save some money.
Hop in the car and drive to a neighboring farm.
Wow.
And on our Farmstar Living app, you can actually interact with it. You can say, what farm is near me?
Oh, I love it.
I know.
These are just farms that are open to the public, and you can get directions, map, and go right there.
Oh, I think that's great for children. And we had that growing up. We kind of knew about planting. Let me tell you, I like nothing about having to go on a Saturday. Our grandma would pick us up to go pick stuff from the garden. Listen, I complained the whole time. She'd be like, you just go get in the car. Enough. I didn't like to get dirty as a kid. No. I mean.
You're like, it's hurting my nails.
Like, listen, I can appreciate, you know, the, you know, that we grow our own food and raise our own animals. I can appreciate it. I just want to be called to the table when it's ready.
I know.
I don't want to do any other picking. And
so we really appreciate the farmers because.
But don't we?
We
do.
Yes, because we could not do it.
It is so difficult, and they do it day in, day out.
And it's amazing. And then, too, even with the time change and the Farmer's Almanac, how all of that came along to help the farmers.
Yeah.
Like, I learned that in later years. I never knew why we would set our clocks differently and according to the farmers and how they needed more sunrise. And they have to get up so early, listen.
Don't they?
Like four, three, four.
All the time.
That right there eliminates me from ever being a farmer. Oh my gosh. She would tell you I love my sleep.
She loves it. It's a struggle for her every Monday to be here.
It is.
I can relate to that.
Oh,
wow. Speaking of food, guys, I came across this. It's projectnourish.com. So what if you can eat anything you want without regret? So they're eating food virtually.
Okay.
So listen.
Oh my God.
So whatever food you want, they have this, and it's kind of a project that they're working on, but they have this diffuser that would send up different scents so you can smell it. You have on this virtual reality headset, right? Then they even have this device that mimics chewing sounds.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes. And they have this utensil that you hold. Right?
Oh,
and then they
God.
Have a virtual cocktail glass
and
3D printed food.
I think my stomach would know the difference.
So they're basically giving you some food, like it's weed and like algae, but you may think you're eating ribeye. Because you're smelling ribeye, but you're tasting something healthy. So they're saying that it's helping people with different things that may have, like we were talking about, certain allergies may have certain health, you know, risks and things like that. Really, really interesting. But they were talking about how it can help people get more nutritious food. Like, you're tricking your brain.
Eat more veggies.
Some people don't like veggies.
Not virtual.
Well, they haven't had them in chocolate chip cookies yet.
Yeah.
I know.
I will have to try that recipe.
I know, but I just think that's so interesting because, listen.
Oh, gosh.
These
millennials,
they're coming up with everything.
They do. Oh, my gosh.
And now,
is food. I'm sorry. You cannot trick me to think that I am eating a juicy ribeye when I have
some algae.
A spoonful of algae.
I know, right? No. That is not going to work.
Guys, but listen. The other thing about these virtual glasses is, say you can basically think you're eating a meal on a movie set. Like, say, Harry Potter. You like Harry Potter?
Yeah.
They're putting you on the scene and you're thinking you're eating dinner at the same table.
With Harry.
Or you're actually having dinner.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you're having dinner on a cloud with Peter Pan.
That's kind of amazing.
I love it.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's so funny because Trina's looking at me like, I'm the corny sister.
She would try it.
I will try it.
I wouldn't. No, she can have the virtual. I want the real.
I'm like, all that day. Is so
I just want to go eat on a cloud.
So you with a real steak.
Oh my God. Listen, that's amazing. Look, Sky, our producer, like, yes with the real steak. But have you ever tried virtual reality glasses, Mary?
No, not yet.
Oh my God.
Have you?
Yes.
It would give you a headache. Really? It gave me one. It made me dizzy.
Yeah.
Because the first time I tried them, it's amazing. So you actually take the glasses and you put your phone inside and there's this app where you're looking at everything 3D.
Oh, my.
And you're like, oh, my God. You're walking on a tightrope. You're like, oh, my God. And you look nuts because people are looking at you and you're running in the walls. And you're running. But you're like, I mean, it's amazing. You have to try it out. They have them in different stores. Do they have them like in Microsoft?
I'm excited to.
Google has virtual glasses.
Uh-huh.
And they're like some cardboard ones that are like $15, which is the one that I tried. And my husband works in technology, so he brings a lot of stuff home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was amazing.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll try
I've
that.
I've been wanting to do that.
Yes. I want to actually have dinner on like the Harry Potter scene. And I want to have a dinner on a cloud with Michael Jackson.
Well, you try it and let me know.
Yeah.
I'll let her try it.
Yeah, take a selfie.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, so that's the new thing. You guys are hilarious. So listen, they have senses crafted for sounds, consistency, texture, smell, taste, and vision. So you're getting everything.
I'm not getting the real steak.
Trina, work with me.
You know, I can see how that might work.
Yes.
Maybe. It's kind of like hypnosis, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about.
Because you're tricking your brain.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a good trick. Mm. It is a good trick.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I really have a cube of algae.
I'll see it, Kevin Rathface.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have some 3D printed. Look, I don't eat cheesecake, but say I have a 3D printed cheesecake, but it's really algae. And I'm eating it, and I have on my virtual glasses, like, oh, this is so good, and I'm smelling it. Guys, that's gonna work. They say it's gonna help people that are like overweight.
I don't know, but taste triggers smell
too. Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it? I mean, if you're tasting something.
Yeah, and if it doesn't have the same texture, like a steak. I know I keep saying steak because I love steak, but.
We can tell.
Yeah, but if it does not have the texture of meat, I don't know if that's gonna work for me. So,
you can tell the difference between algae and
steak.
But they're saying that they can isolate various flavors to make you really think you're eating the real thing. Listen, I'm going to do more research. I love it.
Yeah.
Yay.
You tell us how it is.
Oh, my God. It's that time. It's been an hour.
Has it really?
We have about 60 seconds.
Oh.
We had a great time.
I had a great time. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We are here every Monday on Love 860 AM. You guys can see it and hear us on Love 60 AM. And guess what? iHeartRadio. Yay! iHeartRadio, we are there. We are the Dish on Reality with Tanya.
And Trina.
And we will be back next Monday, same place, same time, same corny jokes from me, since I'm the corny sister.
I will agree with that.
And a new guest, guys, check Mary out as well. Her social media, farmstarliving.com. We are thedishonreality.com. Check out our food blog. It will be changed tomorrow for the next 30 days. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to let you guys catch up. Listen.
Yeah.
We got Mary's
That's her excuse for being behind.
We got Mary's information on there. We got some great recipes, some great restaurant reviews. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.